hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Insight, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
And welcome back to another final week of Blue Room Insight. 2 weeks have gone past. I don't mean final as in final week. I mean finally, like we're back. 2 weeks have passed since we recorded.
It's been a minute.
Or realistically, 1 week has passed since we recorded. And
yeah.
And we lost another episode.
That was a good episode too.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. So, yeah, so, 2 weeks, it's been a minute, how's everybody been?
I've been better.
Okay, I'm sorry, buddy. What's going on?
I got stitches for the first time.
Oh, yeah? Where?
10 of them.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the finger condom on and everything.
Yep.
What'd you do?
So... I have an old mattress. It's a thin futon mattress with springs. And I was like getting up and I pushed my hand down and I guess the spring broke.
Oh, shit.
Went through the mattress part, the sheet, and went in my finger and sliced it.
Holy shit. Well, nice. Well, we're happy you're here and not dead. And you didn't bleed all through your pinky.
Yeah, they gave me a tetanus shot. I'll be all right.
Well, you would have already known within like 10 minutes. It's kind of weird when that happens, right? So like, oh, we're going to give you a tetanus, but I clearly did not need it. It's for the next time. The next time that you're sick. It could be worse.
We'll get a rusty nail next time.
It could be worse. You know?
I stepped on a rusty nail out in the backyard.
You like, did? Oh, yeah, ago. I remember that.
I
yeah.
was like, fuck. And I was like, I'm not going to the hospital.
It's like, man, I'm good.
This man
waited 5 minutes.
Freaks out. He freaks out of shit. Yeah, lockjaw almost happens like instantly.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't freak out about it. Well, that one specifically, I was like, fuck it. Because I was like, nothing happened, so.
So, we talked about this the last time we recorded, but obviously you guys didn't get the episode because it disappeared. But we did go to Encounter Quest. Encounter Quest was a lot of fun. We got to see Ron Moorhead. We got to meet these guys, Ryan and his wife, Alan Culper Ring Designs. They make... really cool patches. Mm-hmm. You guys should really check them out. Yeah, no, I mean, like, they're pretty sick.
Yeah, and we all spent a lot of money.
Yeah, we spent. That's where my money was.
Yeah, you didn't really get anything from anywhere else, just them, really.
Mm-hmm.
That should say a lot.
A couple
there was
books.
I know there was some stuff that you're probably looking at that you kind of thought about buying. But then you saw those patches, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to get that.
Sure. Only patches. Patches O'Houlihan. I like patches. I don't really know why.
Same.
They are cool.
I have that same addiction.
Yeah.
It would have been cool back in the day whenever you played those Atari games. I don't know if this is real or not, but what I was told is on Atari 2600, if you achieved a really high score on it and you sent it in the mail, they would send you a patch for the game.
Huh. I
don't know about that.
Yeah, I believe it, though. Like, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Like
yeah,
a pitfall patch.
Like, yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You get fucking...
I don't know
Pong?
If that's true.
Yeah.
That's just
Pong patch.
Yeah. Pong patch. With like the little rainbow from Activision in the background with the guy running.
It's like a Pac-Man.
What is it, Adventure? With the dot? Mm-hmm. Just going through different walls?
So, if that didn't happen, that would have been cool.
No. Yeah. But what did you guys think of Encounter Quest?
It's always good. This time it was, I think, a little bit better.
Okay.
Oh, they are real. Holy shit. Yeah, check that
out.
You had to be a part of the Activision Club, I think, but...
Oh, that's cool.
You had to subscribe to their magazine.
Yeah.
They had a magazine.
Yeah.
Back what a time to be alive.
Remember,
like, that's what I would have... Yeah. Like, this is what I missed out on as a kid.
Remember a Nintendo Power?
Oh.
I'm all cool with what I got.
No.
The DS now. That was awesome.
Yeah. See, I'd rather have magazines than email.
Right.
Or, like, e-newsletters.
Game Informers.
Give me fucking... Yeah, dude, I remember when Game Informers were cool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get excited about getting a Game Informer.
And they got shitty.
But yeah, now I mean, to be expected. I'm surprised GameStop's even still around. Like, right?
They closed a lot of locations, but they're mostly just like pop figurines quote unquote collectible now.
I don't know.
Well, the other event that's coming up is Withville UFO Fest. That's going to happen June 8th. So far, Maddie and I are going. Maybe Skipper. And less maybe, but we're trying with Darius.
I'm not probably going to go.
But if it can't happen.
It's not even on my calendar, dog.
I don't know if you get the people.
Yeah, but it could happen. Not with
our luck. You got a month.
But yeah, so hopefully we'll see you guys there. It'll be a fun time. I was just thinking right now, actually, with the weather here in eastern North Carolina, it's very nice, and this is like the cool high there at Withville when we go, and it's nice. It's real nice.
The mountain air
is real nice. So yeah, Skipper, you had the eclipse happen, man. Like, talk about the eclipse.
Share your story.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, just the eclipse or, like, the whole vacation I took?
Do the whole vacation. Darius wasn't here. The audience wasn't here.
Do we have the backup running?
Yeah, I got it running.
All right.
I did it this time. See? Well, there she is.
All right.
Running, actually, a little longer than this little one.
Let's see.
He ends up having to tell it for, like, a third time.
Left Friday, stopped by Raleigh for a concert there. It was a Kingfish, blues.
Hell yeah.
After that, drove overnight towards West Virginia, ended up sleeping in a rest station parking lot for a couple hours. Got up to Point Pleasant.
Tell us about Point Pleasant.
Pleasant Point, that's all you'd fucking know.
Yep.
Didn't check out the museum, didn't check out the fucking TNT area.
Nope.
Didn't do any of the shit that you would do.
I don't think it's the same without the group. Like, when you're by yourself, it's like, oh, that's cool. But, like,
he got there at, like, 9 o'clock.
He just had to wait
an
hour.
All he had to do was wait an hour and even walk to the levee and shit. That man must have speedwalked all of it. Didn't even stand.
So you had, like, 30 minutes just to wait for the museum to open.
Yep.
I think he left
by the time it was open. That's how I feel. Like, by the time he was like, yeah, no, I just got... He was like, I walked back.
Didn't we get coffee up there?
Yeah. We made an experience out of it. Yeah, I got the Mothman coffee.
And then we got the cookies.
Yeah, dude, those cookies were so good. They're just so soft. You know, they're not like... Like, they're... As far as, like, sugar cookies go, like, sugar and, like, frosted, like, they are really good.
They're good homemade cookies.
Uh-huh. They are really good. Damn. Do we go back? No. It's so far. Not for a cookie. Not for a cookie. Not for a cookie.
I don't know. If he goes to Withville with us, we might have to go
to the museum. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. If Skipper doesn't go, well, I guess we have to do the museum again. Because he needs to see it. Well, or we do the New River Gorge, which he said that I think he'd be more interested in.
That was probably a highlight, right?
Yeah, because I definitely want to actually go in it.
And
this
then
time.
You guys can zoom in on with your AI cameras again on the mountain.
On the drone.
You're telling me that my camera created those people?
Yeah.
They didn't
exist. Not really. It just enhanced it. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still pretty far away.
My camera can't fucking do that.
We recorded those people performing oral sex, remember?
It wasn't originally oral sex. I don't think.
We added a story behind the pictures.
We don't know if it was really oral sex, but we yeah, I still have
it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I mean, it pretty much kind of looked like it, unless one of them was just like...
There was like 3 or 4 people there. I think they were just laying down on a rock. No? Darius is like, nope, they're doing it.
They're just standing around walking.
Oh, okay.
Those ones look fine, yeah.
Yeah, those are not the first ones that I got.
I don't know. I don't remember anymore. That wasn't even a year ago, but still.
I mean, it was basically a year ago.
Not really.
Man, there's the drone.
The UFO.
A UFO.
Yeah, we took a picture of, or he took a picture of a drone. Looks just like a UFO, doesn't it? Fucking classic,
fucking
man.
Fucking UFO.
UFO. You're right, Skipper.
Look at that gorge. That's not even a deeper part.
Oh, man.
My favorite part was the hotel.
The hotel?
The hotel room was nice.
Yeah.
That block, that little pull-out bed was nice.
Yeah. No, it was neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
It was actually better than my bed. It's crazy. But I don't have one anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Did you get rid of it?
No, I just haven't slept on it in over a month.
It's not yours anymore?
No, it's the cat's.
It's been claimed. I'm sorry. Well, so, are you guys ready then to get into our episode?
I didn't even get into the eclipse.
Oh, fuck! You go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
After Point Pleasant went up to Serpent Mound, that was good. Got a nice walk around the mound and, like, the base around it. Kind of like the crater area.
You feel any like different energy around you, around it?
If it wasn't for the screaming kids, it probably would have felt a bit better.
Just like Darius' Civil War movie experience.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did people bring kids to go see that
movie? No, it's just the people.
It's just the people.
We'll talk about that after Skipper's story. Because now I want to know.
On movies, when I went to go see Dune 2, you know, when the movie starts, it's like a black screen, couple little words, and it's just like the
music. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. There's a kid in the theater just with that. Kid's just, that's scary. Like, kid, you don't need to be here right now.
Did you see it in IMAX?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that kid's fucking ears, dude. I saw that movie in IMAX. Wait, did we see it together?
No.
Did we see it together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like... Alrighty. Calm down there. I saw it with somebody. I was like, I didn't go see it alone. But we saw it with Thomas. They showed up. Yeah, that's right.
After Serpent Mound, I was headed towards Dayton to go to the Air Force Museum, and I was gonna, you know, hang out there for the eclipse. Found a campsite, but in a better location, and ended up diverting down to Kentucky. Camped there for about 3 days. Saw the eclipse. It was good. Strange. The wind stopped, all the clouds disappeared, all the birds shut up for a couple minutes.
It was nighttime, man.
Yeah, it was just crickets and people cheering.
The fucking wind stopped.
It did. Like, I was sitting next to the water, and the water was, like, just about perfectly still.
Huh.
Like a pond? Lake?
It was a lake, yeah.
Okay.
Like, up until then, the wind had been blowing a bunch of clouds in the sky, and then it all just kind of stopped for a couple minutes.
Did it resume when the eclipse was over?
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
The clouds took a while to come back, but the wind picked back up.
So, what do you think that, like, what do you think that is? Do you think our wind is driven by solar energy? Solar powered wind.
The moon controls the winds and the tides.
I understand that yes, but like.
It might have just been a freak coincidence. I don't know, but it made it cooler.
It made your experience.
He had a moment with the universe.
He synced up for a second.
How'd that feel?
Looks cool.
That's cool, man.
Then I went down to Alabama, did the Space and Rocket Center. That was fun. And then I came back.
I was home. That sounded like you had a good time. And, you know, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So, you would say it's worth it?
Yeah, if you can get to that 100% totality, do it.
Yeah, I could see it being worth it.
It's better than the 95 that we had in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, when it was 95%, it was even, like we were talking about in the last episode, like, I mean, it's basically somebody puts on, like, a little filter. Like, it's nothing.
It gets a bit cooler, but that's
about it. Yeah, like, that's it. Actually, yeah, that was interesting. The temperature drop was interesting. But nothing like a total.
Right.
Like, where it goes fucking black.
And the wind stops and the birds stop.
Yeah. But, eclipses are cool, and they do happen on other planets. Let's not forget that. Skipper and I had a whole conversation about that the other day.
They might not be as cool.
Right.
Looking at you, Mars.
But shit does get eclipsed on other planets.
So, Darius, what happened with the Civil War?
I just saw the movie Civil War, and it was all right.
There was people there.
No, it was all right. It was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Just
really wanted them to act upon things that made Darius feel like we are losing the country.
Just got some people in there that were probably wanting to be a part of it, to be honest. I don't know. It was kind of, just felt off like, the whole time. I don't know. Just a lot of wanting to bomb the president and all that stuff, which I don't know if the episode's going to be able to be loading after what I just said right there, but, you know.
That's why we have a backup.
That's why I have a backup. Yeah, the movie was good. It kind of felt too real, like it could happen.
Right.
It felt too realistic, and then the people in the movie theater seemed like they were, like, really just wanting to see,
they
like,
wanted it to be realistic?
It's like they wanted it to be realistic, and I'm like, why do people want this? Like, you know, so it just kind of, okay. I got to see it in real time, like how pissed off people are with everything.
Actual people in the movie or in the audience.
Instead of seeing it just on the news. So,
damn.
I was like, oh man. And then this one person was coughing up a fucking lung the whole movie. They were probably a Vietnam vet. I'm not even joking the whole time. They were like, I was like, holy, that's exactly how it sounded too. I'm not even like exaggerating.
That super orange lung?
I'm like, holy fuck. Asian so orange. Yeah, the movie Asian was good, orange. But I think I'd have liked it if I watched it at home or something, not in a movie theater.
Because of people?
Yeah. I had a really bad migraine that day, too. So
you're just having an off day.
It was just an off day. I think the movie would have been liked a lot more if it was like a month ago or something like that. So.
A whole month.
It should have come out in July.
Oh, really?
Release it Independence
Day. Oh, yeah, that would have been interesting. Or Jan 6th, that would have been a good time to release it.
Holy shit. You're right, that would have been a really good time. All right, well, moving along to the Choctaw Bigfoot War of 1855.
Oh.
That's like, no.
Yatta.
So, this takes place in LaFleur County in Texas of 1855. It also happens in Arkansas, and it didn't give me any place specific, so I took the liberty and just looked up counties that bordered LaFleur County, Texas. Right. And that is Polk, Sebastian, Scott, and they're located in Arkansas. Now, the Choctaw Nation of Texas and the farmers of Arkansas basically started having shenanigans happen on their, more so their farming and their livestock.
We enjoy a good shenanigan.
Yeah. So vegetables were being stolen, livestock was missing, and other small things, tools being broken, things like that.
Other small things, livestock being stolen.
That's pretty small.
I thought I said vegetables stolen, then livestock missing, and then I got into all that stuff. Other small thing. Oh, I guess other. You're right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. My bad. All right, so. Now, not every night, but some nights, both the Choctaw and the farmers, they would have, like, lookouts and all these, you know, security, basically, up around their perimeter. And there was never any bandits or anything ever trying to steal or come in while there was ever security. It was always a successful night. Well, both parties never really feared these bandits either. Some speculated it was each other messing around. Well, the like I said before, they weren't really scared of them, but that started to change when children and women started going missing. And 30 Choctaw people actually organized a hunt to hunt down the kidnappers.
Not just the livestock, but the women and the children, too.
Calm down there.
Now, these men, they were led by a Choctaw French, or a man of Choctaw French blood, Joshua LaFleur, which I'm sure you guys understand the county was probably named after. But also joining these men was a Choctaw warrior, Amos Tupi, and his six sons. Now, Tupi's, the Tupis, they were huge, around 7 feet tall, more than 300 pounds. They were fierce warriors, expert horsemen, and even for their big stature, they were actually very nimble on a horse. They were called lighter horsemen. Now, basically, after riding all day, they come to a spot where they think that the kidnappers are. Now, LaFleur had one of those like little spy glasses. He extended out and he, you know, was looking into the pine trees. We don't know what he saw, but he fucking was just like, we need to charge in there, get our shit in there. And this is cool because this story right here is kind of like a fire, like a campfire story.
Yeah.
But it does get interesting. So LaFleur and Tupi's men, basically, well, the Tupi men, because they're all of the same family, they really led the charge. They really felt like there was people like in these pines, and they basically found almost like an enclosement. It smelled of like, I mean, just death, decomposition, shit. just a nasty, nasty place. You know, like a den, almost like a bear den, probably.
Dead, rotting bodies everywhere.
Now, the horses started getting spooked. Everything kind of started getting a little crazy. When the horses start kind of coming back, these things that they are calling murderers and stuff came out and started coming out of like this area, and they were giants. They basically were giant, kind of hairy looking men. I've seen two or three stories where it actually describes them as giants, as in like the natives. Giants, the white, tall giant. But doing a little bit more research into that, it seems like that. I don't know if that was passed down after this kind of. Well, I mean, obviously it's after, but more so like white man's tale. It seems like that actually might be more aligned with that, but I also don't know. Now, basically, The party was, I mean, at this weird like little spot, and they had to figure out what they were going to do, and they came up on like this wooded little patch, but like it was a large mound, and scattered in the mound were bodies of the children and women, and they were already decomposing, so they ended up murdering the children and women and the livestock. And the vegetables, too.
They slaughtered them like animals.
Yeah, it seems like it. Now, LaFleur drew his pistol because, again, they kind of realized that what they were going against was not like any human. And this beast was standing in front of them, covered in hair, and there was three of them. Now, they start describing them almost like ape, which is why I like this story the most, because this is probably the one that was passed down. And in 1855, I mean, this really wasn't that long ago. And the other thing is, it seems like the settlers, the French settlers probably in Arkansas, It doesn't seem like they are having, like, they did not make the party. This is just the Choctaw Nation. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they took into the woods to figure out, you know, what's taking their people. Now, as LaFleur approached the nearest ape, it attacked its horse, and it killed it instantly. Now, LaFleur managed to get off the horse, and he took a couple shots, and he shot him actually into the chest. Now, LaFleur attacked the ape with his saber once, you know, he was out of ammo. And basically, he was cutting him up, which, I mean, could you imagine seeing, like, a giant monkey or ape just getting cut up with a sword? I mean, that would be, yeah, I mean, that would be crazy. Now, like, you know, he didn't really give this creature any time. It was so quick. And the ape man kind of, the other ones kind of hesitated and got scared. And even the tubby man were hesitated because they're scared of the fucking ape people. So you have this really big delay where these creatures and these men are kind of just watching this fight happening. Now, the second beast actually did end up joining the fight, and he went for LaFleur's head. And he ripped it off of his shoulders. He fucking ripped LaFleur's head off of his shoulders. The 2B Warriors jumped right into action after that. They opened fire on the 3 Sasquatch with 50 caliber sharp buffalo rifles, which I looked into those. And if this is the famous buffalo, like,
yeah,
killer rifles, these weren't made until, like, 1875. So this story is a little 20 years early for that. I'm not sure what they used. And also, with them being native, I could see them getting their hands on these guns, especially how close they are to farmers. So, I mean, like, it doesn't create, that's not crazy to me, but I do know that the famous Buffalo Killer 50, the Buffalo gun or whatever. The
single shot,
was like in 70s. So, now, two of the beasts were killed instantly, dropping legit where they stood. The third creature was wounded and turned. It seemed like it did escape. Now, Robert Tooby, only 18 years old, he was 6'11", and he was well over 300 pounds. Spurred on his horse, ran down, that Sasquatch, and, basically took him out with his hunting knife. These men got close and personal with Sasquatch. It took them completely out, completely outsmarted them, outmaneuvered them. And some senses even outmuscled them. This has been some stories like this have been passed down, and we already know that talking to some natives, they passed down the story of their ancestors fighting giants. It seems like it's split. We have giants with no hair that are white, and we have giants that are covered completely in hair. I'm not sure which is true or which is which, but I will say this.
I don't believe.
And nobody should believe that if these giants were white, that does not mean that this land belongs to white people. Okay? That's fucking retarded. I don't care how many people are going to get mad at me saying that either. That's stupid, and do not think that, okay? That's just silly. It does not matter. Because, yeah, I could believe, you know, I believe that there's some bigger people out here. I mean, fuck, the tubbies, men, they're almost 7 feet, basically. I mean, they're fucking giants. Mm-hmm. Now, eventually, the rest of this group of people joined the tubbies, and they surveyed the areas. Now, the bodies of the dead women and children that were basically eaten. So these things, we're not going to call them cannibals because we don't know.
They're meat eaters.
Right. We don't know if they're Homo sapien, but there again, there was just decay and just
shit, you know. The smell caused a lot of the men to get sick. They did gather the remains and they buried them. They also buried Joshua LaFleur. And as for the three ape-like monsters, they were burned in a bonfire-like style. Mm-hmm. So the warriors return to Tuscaloosa, which again, Texas and Oklahoma. Now, I'm pretty sure this is also this is after the Trail of Tears. And the Choctaw Nation was they are who endured that. Or one of the tribes that... Was that multiple tribes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were one of the tribes that endured that. So, I mean, like, it is kind of crazy, like, how that came to be. It really is to me. But, you know, this is kind of like more of the folklore side, and this was a fun one. It seems like the Choctaw Nation won this little fight.
It would appear so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It seems like I've read a couple times that, like, there has been turf war in Oklahoma between the natives and Sasquatch. Right. I've heard that for Texas. You know, it seems like there really could have been this turf war. And, you know, maybe there's a reason why there are some natives that are so big is because they... You know, maybe they were smart enough to understand that if you pull the right genes, you can kind of create, you know, bioengineered these superhumans.
They selectively bred with the Sasquatch.
Yeah. No, to like to...
combat
the right, Sasquatch. Right, to combat the Sasquatch. Gotcha. So like, I don't know.
I never even thought of it. Genetically modified super soldiers.
Hey, big man, come here.
To...
Go into teepee.
To fight these... I mean, but think about it. I mean, like, it's right. Really not that far off, you know? You gotta think that they already understood. I mean, especially if they have livestock, they probably understand gene pooling anyways,
yeah.
Right? So, I could see that being a thing.
We've kind of been doing that for a few thousand years.
Yeah, we have been. I wasn't going to bring that up. Even though, I mean, it's in different manners. Yeah. But slavery was a big one.
I was more talking livestock.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying slavery dogs. Was a big one.
And peas.
Peppers are a big one.
Yeah.
Crossbreeding that. But yeah, no, slavery was a big one where there was a lot of that stuff happening, except it wasn't to fight giants.
As far as we know.
You're right, actually. Yes, you are right. Hopefully, you know, I'm not, there's, it was bad. I'm just going to be, all I can say.
It was not good.
It was not good. But yeah, what do you guys think?
They did make a buffalo rifle. In the 50s.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So the only one that I was looking up was the big famous one.
So the one I saw, the Shark 50, rifle, yeah. Didn't start production until 71.
1850.
The Shark rifle?
Sharp's rifle. In service, 1850, the 1881. This was in the Army. This is a different one from that one. This is just black powder.
It is a 50 caliber?
Yeah. It doesn't take the cartridges like the other one.
All right. That's probably what it was pulling up for me, though.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, so I mean, like...
Sorry, 52 caliber.
52.
Yeah.
Ass.
So, I mean, you guys think this story could have happened? Yeah. You guys find this more as a folk...
That you heard, that you really hear about all too much.
Yeah, no, I was really interested in this one. I'm sorry if I butchered any of it down there in Texas or Arkansas. If there's anybody that knows the story better... You know, please let us know because, like, yeah, because it is really cool and I would like to learn more about it. Mm-hmm.
This is Kansas. This are Kansas. So.
On the way up here, there was a RV pulling a Jeep. On the license plate for the Jeep, it said our car. On the license plate for the RV, it said our condo.
Apple juice, so delicioso. So yeah, I mean, like, Skipper, what do you think? Do you think this is just folklore? Do you think there could be any truth to this? I mean, it is again. It's mid 1800s or 1850s, you know, and mid 1800s.
mid-19th century.
Yeah, so like, I mean, in the going out to the western frontier, this is where we're going to see even less humans.
That's what Resident Evil 9 is going to be like.
It's a fun story.
But just the story.
Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure where to put it, but...
Yeah, it's a fun folklore.
You guys are all like the folklore thing? Blanket, you know? What? Like a quilt or something?
Yeah, like a long hair hanging from your beard.
It's just the beard.
It just has one. It's like just pulling like an alfalfa, but reverse. So,
it'd be a good blanket, like a quilt.
Like you're telling a story? Or like in a pot?
Like, you know what I'm talking about? How it has, like, the timeline of the story?
Yeah. Like a tapestry?
Yeah, so it'd be like that. Or a vase. You'd be on a vase, too.
Yeah. Like cool. Some pottery like Hercules.
My grandfather. The Sasquatch.
Buffalo on there,
What the hairy men in the war.
All right there, Matt. All right there. Now, I'd say,
I got flashbacks of Sausage Party.
Oh my god, dude. Holy shit, god, man. Oh my god.
Us unperishables lived in the aisle.
Holy shit, man.
Until we were outrun by
a motherfucker. But yeah.
That would be a cool blanket, though.
What was it, Chief Firewater?
It's something you'd put on the wall, of course. Maybe in like a frame.
Yeah. No, I could see this happening. I'm just like, saying, like...
some sacred cloth, you know?
A sacred cloth.
Like cave art?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sacred cave art.
If we had merch, if like, we were, like, S-smart. Making, like, full-blown merch, that'd be great on a blanket, you know? Just Blue Room Insight.
And luckily, have, like, I can draw a cave art. I can't draw a
Sasquatch ripping a guy's
head off. Dude, no. I mean...
It'd be a stick figure.
This guy, no, like, you just, like...
And then, like, the head of the cigarette that's getting... The
fucking Bigfoot ripped this man's head off.
Like, sad face on there with some X eyes, you know?
Do you think he, like, grabbed and pulled it off, or he just slapped him in his head?
It says he grabbed it.
You ever seen Prometheus?
Yeah.
You ever seen Prometheus?
Yeah.
Imagine Prometheus, like, the engineer, when he just fucking, like...
Guys, I don't know, man.
You think that was just, like, exactly like Prometheus, or is like, oh, my God. And he was like... Like, he's looking around, and he's like, nope, and just fucking rips the head off.
I don't know, man, but what I do know is that...
You think
that
he looked like an engineer?
Got ripped
you
off.
Think he looked like an engineer?
So, I mean, maybe I should have looked into...
You think it's scarier to run into Bigfoot or an engineer in the woods?
Who's not saying they're the same thing?
Bigfoot is an engineer.
You know?
Yeah.
Look, now he's like, damn it, no, you ruined it. You fucking ruined it.
I mean, they're both, what, 7-8 feet tall?
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, the actual, like, look. Like, a hairy, big, hairy man, or, like, big...
So, the giant...
Future man.
So, a big, giant...
Old future man.
No, he's not a future man. He's actually technically before.
Are we scared of big, hairy man or big, bald man? That's really what... Are we scared of the hairy man or the bald man?
I think bald man's scarier. I'd rather take my chances with the foot. I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna run up the tree
now. A Wookiee versus an engineer, man. I really don't know. Like...
A Wookiee versus Patrick Stewart.
The engineer's not going to like you either. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be like, fuck you. You literally ruined...
No, but I think, I you know...
It's the same context, too.
To be completely honest with you, though, I think with both of them, if you run away, I think they'll leave you alone.
I don't know, man. I think the engineer can chase you. I think he'll still...
Not if there's other shit going on.
He's not scared of height. He's not going to hide from you. He's going to be like, oh...
I made you.
He just wanted you to get out of the way.
Yeah, if anything, he's going to fucking push you and you're going to hit a tree and break your fucking back. And
you're going to break your fucking face.
Break your whole fucking body.
That's what he says to you. I'm going to break your fucking face.
My back feels broken right now.
But he sounds like Christopher Walken when he talks to you. He's like, I like trees.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. We need some more cowbell.
I'm going to break your face.
I cannot do one.
Break
your face.
In the beginning of Dune, when Christopher Walken's like, it needs more, or like he said something like,
dude, he didn't even act. Like, that's the only bad thing about the whole, not the only bad thing, really, but like, it was pretty bad. Like, Christopher Walken in Dune 2 was like,
the ending where he's just like, I know you're talking about, but when it comes to the end, when he's like talking to Christopher Walken, and like, Christopher Walken's like, no, don't do this. or something. No. It's just like,
I'm
no.
not going to do this.
I'm not going to do this.
Open the box.
Just
open
no. the box. No, don't do
no.
it.
No,
I didn't push. And then whenever he boat. Like beats the other dude, he's like, oh.
No, he's like, I did not kill her.
Oh.
You we did not hurt her. She fell off that boat.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Things are more kind
of. Oh, I did not hit her.
Lock. I did not hit her.
Yeah, but so hey, oh, you know, lock. Like you know, Christopher Walken's like story, right?
Yeah, about the boat. Yeah,
yeah.
The yacht.
He has his own O.J. Simpson story.
Yeah, but oh, people don't know that
I
one.
Didn't push
much.
Her off the boat.
No.
Oh.
Or like Woody Harrelson's story about his dad.
I knew about that one because of Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, about his dad being the one to take out JFK.
Yeah, I mean, I
mean Matthew
like,
McConaughey's dad.
I mean, same dad.
They're the same dad.
Same dad.
They're the same.
They're
dad.
Brothers.
Dude, they even say that they've been thinking about getting a test, or maybe they did get a test.
I don't know if they posted a results or anything. I know they're talking about it.
Dude, they're brothers.
I mean, I like both of them a lot. I like Woody.
Like even the mom is kind of like yeah.
Well, even Woody Harrelson in Hunger Games with that fucking wig is just.
I like him in Hunger Games.
I like him in everything, man.
Yeah, I like Woody Harrelson.
I like Woody Harrelson and Pineapple Express. That's my favorite Woody Harrelson. Two. Pineapple Express 2.
Okay, I was going to say. I was going to say, are you talking about This Is the End?
Yeah, I'm talking about This Is the End.
He's like, people for the weed for the people. I like...
Or 2012 Woody Harrelson.
I like Woody Harrelson and that Will Smith movie.
The Blind Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, the 37
that
pounds.
That one's sad. That was some good acting by Woody Harrelson, though.
Fuck, man. Where he plays a blind man?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was sad.
He's so good in that. And let's be honest, just True Detective.
Yeah, I mean, you could see both of them compliment each other in that.
Yeah, you can see both
they're
of
them. At the ending, it was pretty cool, too, where he's just in a wheelchair, and he's, like, finally opened up about all his trauma. And then he's like, I saw everything. That was more like Rick Grimes, I feel like. That was kind of like what Matthew McConaughey was like at the end.
Did he say that? Did Rick Grimes say that at the end of Walking Dead?
No, he was just more like, Shane, you fucked my wife, or something like that.
is that actually get said?
No,
I don't know. About before.
No. I'm trying to think. Oh, wait, the only Rick Grimes quote I can remember is like, the only Rick Grimes quote I can remember is,
what was
we're not
name?
Too far gone.
Joshua LaFleur.
Joshua.
You can end this now. We're not too far gone. And the governor like just straight up cuts Herschel's head off.
Yeah, my stomach.
Herschel Walker? Like the Atlanta guy?
No. Herschel Lake. The old man Herschel.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Walking Dead again.
I'm talking about The Walking Dead.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck?
They brought it back with Rick and Michonne. I just have not watched it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I stopped being interested in it since season 4, whenever they killed Herschel.
Season 8 was probably where I kind of stopped liking it, so... That's pretty far into the show,
too.
That was
like around season 2 for me.
Yes.
Right
before it got good, too.
That's what everybody tells me.
Like, season 2 is the shittiest season. Season 3 is good. Season 4 is good. Season 5 is the best. Season 6 is even...
Season 5 was...
Season 6 with Aquarius.
Season 5 was the best, and season 6 was even, like...
Was almost, I was going to say season 6 was like pretty close. And then season 7 is the first episode's the best episode. And then after that, it gets kind of
was that with Negan?
Yeah.
Is that the one where Glenn dies?
Yeah. That was pretty cool. And then,
like, I remember when that happened. Dude, the Dave Chappelle Saturday Night Live skit.
And All Out.
Where he does all the Dave Chappelle's.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
No, that shit was hilarious.
Season 8 was good when it came to All Out War. That was pretty cool. And then the ending where he slices Negan's like neck and all that. That was pretty cool.
Oh, he dies?
No, you guys probably, none of you have seen season 8. At the end of season 8, Rick's, like, on top of a hill with, like, watching Negan. Negan's begging for mercy. Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, nope. And he takes a piece of glass and slices him in the neck. And then he's like, right when he's dying, he's like, stitch him up. He's like, there's no point in killing him because Carl didn't want the war to end with Negan dying. Because he wanted to save another life and end the violence.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. So Rick comes back, basically... Kills Negan, but saves Negan.
Because Carl died, and you don't want that to happen. So he saves him because he didn't want...
Carl died because he got bit.
Yeah, Carl died...
From helping some random dude at
the
gas station.
No, yeah, he did. He got bit from helping some dude, but he was trying to convince Rick of not, like, continuing the war with Negan and try to, like,
go off a piece, but you know how Rick is. He's
so there ego. Was still a war going on the whole time?
Yeah.
So then, when Rick left, there was a war going on?
No, there was no more war. It ended in season 8. And then season 9 was like 5-year time jump. And then they're trying to get to DC and get all this like goods and all that shit, I think.
No, it was like 10 years.
Was it like 10 years? Yeah. Old Man Rick was season 9. And then mid-season, they made it where Rick basically got punctured by like some pipe, I guess. Oh, yeah. A horse threw him off and he got hit by a pipe and it punctured him and he started bleeding out and he got picked up by a helicopter and that's all we saw and that was it. And then the rest of the show continued on without Rick. Everybody thought he was dead.
But he came back in the new show.
Yeah, right? The new show, he came back. He got picked up by the government, I want to say. And the government picked him up and they found that he was a or a B, I don't know, something like that. Basically, an A is like, I'm butchering this, an A is like someone that's like worth saving because they might like help end the pandemic or outbreak and all that. And then the B is like just some normal dude that's not going to do shit. And he's just leave him. So he picked him up because they saw that he could be like his leadership skills and all that stuff. And they took him and they like repaired him up. And he's now
they made him better.
I was going to say they fucking make him a robot.
No, I'm being serious. They give him like all this like the new series. He's like, he's not a robot, but he has like all this like gear and shit.
Dude, for a minute I thought you were going to tell me that this motherfucker is a cyber. I was like, well, shit, I'm getting into it now. No. I was like, I didn't know we fucking got turned into a
robot. Why did
robot?
I have to, like, recap, like, 5 fucking seasons, like, right there?
Well, now we know where they could go with the show.
And like, then I guess Michonne and Rick met up. I don't know. I didn't finish The Walking Dead. I don't know how the show
so
ended.
How the show's gonna go is Rick keeps, you know, just about dying. They keep bringing him back, making him better.
In the comic, how he dies is he wakes up from some dude opening up his door. He's like, yo, what's up? What's going on? He gets up, and the kid just shoots him in the chest, and that's it. That's how, in the comic books, Rick dies.
Man, he dies,
because
like,
some kid didn't like him.
Like a chump?
Yeah, some dickhead kid was like, I fucking hate this guy. He's always telling me not to do this shit. And so he opens up the door
and he dies, like, relatively soon in it, too. Yeah. And Carl takes over, right?
Yeah, he dies, like, 10 issues before the ending of this thing, I think. And after that, it shows Carl and what he does at the end. So, it was more simple in the comics. They didn't have all this. The only reason why the show went the way it did is because they weren't helping out Carl, the actor guy. He was like, look, I'm trying to do school at the same time. Is it possible I can, like, I don't know, some issues with money, too. And he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so he left, and then the whole show just got, like, thrown into this whole entire thing.
Was
anyway.
There something specific you wanted me to find?
To see if that county was named after him, or to see if he had any other importance.
Importance-wise, that's all I'm finding for him.
Is what?
The
Bigfoot stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so
and
cool.
People just talking about, did it happen, or do we have any more information on the stuff?
LaFleur is just a popular name in Texas. Peter LaFleur.
John LaFleur. Billy LaFleur.
I just think of dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
Peter LaFleur.
Oklahoma. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. It's a good movie. It really is a funny ass movie, and I feel like thinking about it, like I wonder how it's aged.
Oh, it holds up.
Does it?
Yeah.
I gotcha. So anything or no? No?
I haven't found anything yet.
Okay. So I mean, I guess then LaFleur County could just be LaFleur County. You know,
not
it may
John
not be named after...
Not John LaFleur County.
Yeah, it may not be John McClane. Die Hard County. So yeah, nothing like that. Nothing where it was named after.
Not that I found. Granted, I didn't look super hard, but...
Alrighty, well, guys, thanks for coming out. I'm sorry that you did not get a Conspiracy Corner last week. We are bummed about that. And, yeah, so let's see, next week is what? Is it you?
I don't
know. Or you?
What was the order?
Did we have an order?
Yeah, I think it's you.
Or was it just
one
we had a topic?
Matt, no, I don't think it's him, because Matt was before me.
So then it's him.
It's him.
So you're next week. No, it goes
cool.
Week by week.
Yeah.
Week by week.
Damn, you got the whole ass week to like.
Yeah, you should have probably been figuring that out a little bit sooner. Oh, hey, speaking of, let's talk about Dakota Blue.
project?
There's not a whole lot on it. It was a proposed project, at least from what we have declassified, which as far as we're aware, is kind of the whole thing. It was a, what is the term? It is a prospective special access program that was proposed to the Department of Homeland Security leadership by former members of the Anomaly Resolution Office. No, that's the wrong one. By former members of the Advanced Aerospace Weapons System Application Program / Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Yeah, they put... the DIA terminated the program. Terminated which program? Oh, terminated ATIP due to a cited lack of merit and lack of utility in the products. When DIA canceled, several individuals involved with the program advocated for Homeland Security to take over and fund a new version of it under the code name Kona Blue. Kona Blue would continue the work previously undertaken by ATIP to investigate, identify, and analyze sensitive materials and technologies to include advanced aerospace vehicles. The Homeland Security, Under Secretary for Science and Technology, established Kona Blue as the prospective project based on claims that relevant information and material existed and required this level of protection. 6 months later, DHS disapproved Kona Blue as a special access program and further directed its immediate termination, citing concerns about the adequacy of justification for the program and sufficiency of information central to the proposal development, including personnel and budget requirements. Some personnel believed that relevant information would have been provided to DHS once it was made or established as an SAP. No data or material of any kind was ever transferred or collected by DHS for Kona Blue. All we have, like, declassified is... where'd it go? This nice PowerPoint presentation, and it's not even loading right now.
Taking too long? Get it up with this blue pill. Well, I saw the PowerPoint, but whenever I was... Did you read it?
I didn't have a chance to go through the whole thing yet, but I've gone through a bit of it.
Okay, so, like, whenever I was reading it, it does seem like... it doesn't necessarily, like, say that things have been done, but there does seem to be an alluded...
It's literally just a PowerPoint presentation.
...of stuff, though, you know? Like, there was stuff about remote viewing that we talked about last week when we brought it up, and that episode was gone.
But, like I said, I haven't had a... big chance to
actually
dig through it yet. But as far as the code name Kona Blue, it was a proposed project that was never formally accepted.
Oh yeah, so well, alrighty then. Well, guys, we will catch you next week with Skipper's
mystery episode.
Yeah, with a mystery episode.
I mean, it was the same thing with me, so
yeah, so. Let's make it a good one. Yeah.
Might just do this.
The Kona Blue?
Yeah.
If it's deep enough, yeah.
We'll see.
We shall see. Later, guys.
Breath.